in one of the better parts of town, there is what feels like much more hopeful Baghdad. The Mansour shopping mall has a food court with a pizza house and a queen burger and a multi-screen cinema and lots of shops and a kids play area, you can probably hear it, and something you barely see or hear in this city. People having fun, people actually smiling. So is this a sign that Baghdad is finally on the mend?
With the threat of ISIS that is near of us, I bet it's worse. Because we didn't know what will happen. If their ISIS will enter the city, if what's going on in the future.
I'm really concerned about the security of Baghdad because of ISIS, like my friend said before.
What is your big problem with the city? Is it security? Is it power? Is it politics? What is it?
Everything you said. Yes. Everything.
The truth is, this place is a bubble, a shiny, secure illusion, a place of safety where for a few minutes or hours, Baghdadis can live without fear. I've come to a house near the BBC Bureau to take part in iftar. We've been sitting in silence for the last 10 or 15 minutes because the mains power went out. Something that happens for about 14 hours a day still in Baghdad. But as I started speaking, the fan has started again and the lights have turned on and the last prayers before the breaking of the fast will start coming out of the television, which has flickered back into life. Umkara carries in soups and salads and rice and lamb for her husband and her four children. The picture she paints of Baghdad life is unremittingly bleak.
Life is hard, and we're scared to go out because perhaps there'll be another explosion. It's a difficult life. Recently there was an explosion near here, so we're afraid to leave our home. The life is hard, we've got children, and it's difficult to find work to pay for them.
For a final stop, I've come to Shorja Market, right in the heart of Baghdad. Tarpaulins and corrugated iron overhead keeps the sun off. Handcarts carry goods over the rutted walkways. In the shops and stalls, much the same as you'd find anywhere, really. Toys and scourers, tinned tomatoes and vinegar. And there are some distinctly Arab touches. Big open sacks of nuts and lentils and black basra lemons. There's a mixed picture here of what Baghdad is like. A fair number of people are really very negative. But for the first time since I've been here, there are some people saying that life has got better. They're nearly always talking really only about security. You're still lucky if you get half a day's electricity from the grid, and the roads and the buildings are at the distinctly scruffy end of the Arab world experience. But from people with every reason to be exhausted and depressed by their lot, there is a little optimism.